弟兄姊妹平安，好高兴今日喺一个咁特别日子里边咧，同你一齐敬拜，一齐庆祝。
I'm very delighted to be in the midst of your church today to celebrate and to worship our God together.
最早 Pastor Jenny 请我嘅时候咧，系谂住父亲节讲道嘅啫。
When Pastor Jenny invited me, it was a Father's Day sermon.
点知后嚟变咗培灵会。
And then it turned into a revival meeting.
点知而家后嚟变埋就职礼添。
And then it turned into an installation service.
但我相信神嘅作为系远超我哋嘅作为。
And we believe that God's work is far above.
佢嘅道路只系超过我哋嘅道路。
His way is far beyond us.
但系佢嘅安排一定系最好嘅。
And His way is the best.
所以今日一齐嚟去，亦都系听到一齐去就职嘅时候，我哋将荣耀颂赞归翻俾神。
Let us glorify God today when we listen to the sermon and also to celebrate the installation of.
喺过去呢个周末，我嘅重点系讲重建圣民。
In this weekend, my focus is to rebuild the people of God.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
好像今天我们第一首唱的歌。
It's like the song that we sang this morning.
神变。
God doesn't change.
神是应承的，他一定成就。
God promises and he will accomplish.
尽管我们小信。
We have little faith.
尽管我们改变。
Even though we change.
神仍然不变。
God doesn't change.
所以当以色列人犯罪得罪神。
When the Israelites gone astray and sinned against God,
甚至到一个阶段国破家亡，
and to a point that the nations and the families went into ruin,
散居海外，
and they were scattered all over the world.
但神应许，
but God promised,
70年之后，
70 years,
他召回这班人回到自己的地方，
and he called his people to return to their land,
重建和他的子民的关系，
to rebuild the relationship with his people.
所以第一次的所罗巴伯重建圣殿。
So the first time was Zerubbabel rebuilt the temple.
然后以斯拉重建神的话语。
And Ezra rebuilt the word of God.
然后最后尾尼希米重建城墙。
And then at last Nehemiah he rebuilt the wall.
我哋早两晚睇咗呢个重建圣殿、重建神嘅话语。
In the past two nights we looked at how God rebuilt his temple.
今日我哋睇重建城墙。
And today we looked at how did he rebuild the wall.
但我只有30分钟。
I only have 30 minutes.
所以不可以拖得太长。
I cannot speak too long.
在这个重建城墙里面，一个很重要的人物。
In this rebuilding of the city wall, there is a very important person.
就是尼希米。
It's Nehemiah.
在这个重建城墙里面，其实有分两部分。
There are two parts about rebuilding the wall.
在第一至第六章。
In chapter 1 to 6.
是讲到重建这个城墙。
It's talk about rebuilding the wall.
竟然只是用52日的时间将城墙起好。
They used 52 days to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
所以连敌人都惊啊。
So the enemies were scared.
佢点解啊？除非神帮佢，冇可能成就呢件事啊。
How can that be? Unless God helped them, there's no way that they can rebuild the wall.
所以竟然喺50日里边将城墙重新嘅起好。
In 52 days, they rebuilt the wall.
喺第一至第六章系讲呢件事情。
In chapter 1 to 6, they talk about.
然后第七章到第13章。
From chapter 7 to chapter 13,
就是重建他的圣民。
It talks about rebuilding the God's people.
就是透过神的话语再一次建立在他的百姓当中。
Through the word of God, he rebuilt his people.
在第九章的时候，
In chapter 9,
以斯拉和所有的领袖重新立约。
Ezra, with all the leaders, they made the covenant.
就是说要遵守神的话语的教导。
Is to obey the The word of God.
结果以色列民过去一切成日拜偶像的事情，在那次之后开始改变。
And the Israelites have changed their way of worshiping idols.
他们不再拜偶像。
They do no longer worship idols.
亦都不跟外族人交往。
And they do not associate with Gentiles.
在这个经文的里面，在第二章的里面。
In chapter 2,
我特别要 highlight 这一段说话。
I want to highlight this,
我告诉他们我的神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话，他们就说我们起来建造吧，于是他们奋勇的做这善工。
I also told them about the gracious hand of my God on me and what the king has said to me. They replied, let us start rebuilding. So they began this good work.
当尼希米对这班的领袖，以色列的领袖讲到神的工作和王给他这个的这个权力的时候，他们就说好，我一起来建造吧。
When Nehemiah talked about the gracious work of God and the authority that the king given him, and they said, let us start to rebuild.
这个建造就是城墙。
Rebuilding the wall.
今天刚刚也是我们就职礼。
Today is our installation service.
我们一起建造什么？
What are we building?
我们的教会。
We're building our church.
我们走过很多不同的年日，
We have gone through many, many years and
我们走过很多不同的道路。
We have gone through many different ways.
但是就在这个 point of time， 在这个时候，
At this point of time，
神差遣两个的仆人在我们当中。
God has sent two pastors into our midst.
过去走过的路不会是没原因的。
Our past history, our ways is not for no reason.
现在的重点就是前面我们应该走什么路。
The important point is looking forward.
这里说我们起来建造吧。
Here it says, let us start rebuilding.
因为留意翻啦，我们系一个众数。
Here we talk about we, it's a plural.
唔好理呢个众数系边个咧？诶，就系 Simon 同埋啊 Vincent 啦。
This plural is not just Reverend Sid and Reverend Sammy.
啊，佢两个做事我放心。
The two of them, I have no worries.
啊，你哋建造吧。
The two of you, you rebuild.
系咪啊
？Is it true？
呢度嘅所有我哋一齐系边个啊
？We, who are we？
是誰啊
Who are we?
是包括了牧者包括我們所有的人
It includes the pastors and the congregations.
我們需要一起來建造
We have to build together.
所以剛才 Gary 說放心了我就怕了
So when Gary said, oh I'm relieved, oh I'm so scared when he said that.
一放心就糟了
When he said I'm relieved, that's where the trouble starts.
這個時候不是放心的時候
This is not when you feel relieved.
這個時候是大家一起重整的時候
This is when we gather together and we build.
我们更加需要如同一人。
We have to act as one person.
不要分广东话或者英文。
Do not separate Cantonese, Chinese or English.
我们一起的你去回应。
We have to respond to God collectively.
让我们用尼希米做一个例子。
We'll use Nehemiah as our example.
在这个第二章里面讲到尼希米怎样回应神的呼召，愿意踏上去。
In chapter 2, it talks about Nehemiah, how he obeyed God and walked this way.
我想这个信息不单止对我们两个牧者。
This message is not only for the two pastors.
也是对我们每一个人。
It's for every one of us here.
如果我们都好像有尼希米一样的心智。
If we have the heart of Nehemiah.
如果你愿意好像尼希米一样的回应。
If we have the response like Nehemiah.
我真的放心了。
Then I'm relieved.
我就知道基约会起来。
Then I know that NCAC will rebuild.
我们看看尼希米的召命。
We look at God's call to Nehemiah.
神对每一个人都有他的召命。
God has a call to every one of us.
正如神给我们每一个人都有属灵的恩赐。
Just like God has special gifts, spiritual gifts.
他给我们不同的恩赐就是叫我们一起建立神的家。
He gives us different gifts so that we can build.
他同样给我们有不同的召命。
He gives us different calls.
是叫我们回应神的大使命。
So that we can respond to the great commission of God.
在当中尼希米的召命是什么呢
What is the great commission of God?
在以弗所书第二章第十节。
In Ephesians chapter 2,
他说我们原是他的工作在基督耶稣里造成要叫我们行善就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
这所说的行善 good works,
It talks about good works.
不是其他的东
西。It's not any other things.
就是神预备要我们行。
It's what God has prepared for us to do.
在70年过后
70 years after,
神派所罗巴伯回归
God sent Zerubbabel to return.
圣这个的以斯拉回归
He sent Ezra to return.
他圣这个的尼希米回归
And he sent Nehemiah to return.
完全在他的计划里面
It's all within his will.
问题是尼希米是否愿意回应
The question is, does Nehemiah, is he willing to obey?
神在他的救赎计划里面有他很清楚的步骤
In God's sovereign will, there's a very clear plan.
神对你对我都很认识
God knows us, all of us very well.
他知道我们应该在他的计划里面是一个什么位置
He knows that where do we fit in his plan.
问题我们是否愿意回应
The question is, are we willing to
有些人说我真的不知道
A lot of people would say, I really don't know.
我只是回教会做些事情
I just come to church and sit around and
我就去小组参加一下
I go to cell groups.
不是的
This is not true.
每一个人都有他的责任
Everyone have your responsibility.
你看回重建城墙里面由贵族领袖至到下面每一个人都参与
From rebuilding the wall, we can see that from the nobles to the everyday people, everyone has a
special task. 所以同样重建基约不会只是领袖来去做
So in the same way, rebuilding NCAC,Not just up to the pastors.
你同我每一个都有份。
You and I, we all have a part.
你话我但我唔知喎。
But I really don't know what to do.
有一本书
，There's a book,
或者一个课程啊。
There's a course.
叫 network.
It's called network.
啊，一个 Bruce Bubby.
It's
Barbie，
佢
就用幾樣嘢嚟去衡量我哋點樣揾到神喺我哋身上嘅心意。
He has three ways to measure how do we know the will of God.
神俾我哋嘅恩賜
，the gift that God has given us，
俾我哋嘅個性
，give us personal styles，
更加重要嘅俾我哋嘅負擔。
And the most important is the God-given passion.
如果你睇翻尼希米記
，If you look at Nehemiah，
我記得我喺講培靈會之前俾咗你講要跟住尼希米記、以斯拉記嚟讀嘅。
I know that before the revival meeting, I have asked you to read Ezra and the book of Nehemiah.
喺尼希米記第一章裏邊記載。
In chapter one of Nehemiah.
尼希米本身係一個外邦出身嘅猶太人。
Nehemiah was born as a Gentile country, but he was a Jew.
但係佢竟然關心耶路撒冷嘅事。
But he has a heart for Jerusalem.
我哋點睇到咧
？How do we know that？
好明顯。
Very obvious.
尼希米當有人知道從耶路撒冷翻嚟嘅時候
，When he knew that there were people coming back, returning from Jerusalem，
佢即刻問佢哋。
He immediately asked them。
耶路撒冷嘅情況點樣
？What is the state of Jerusalem？
但係當佢聽到城牆毀爛
，When he heard that the wall has been in ruins，
城門被火焚燒。
The door, the gate has been burnt.
聖經記載點啊
？What did the Bible say？
佢就坐低度哭泣。
And he sat down and wept.
佢幾日禁食。
He fast for a few days.
然後向神禱告。
And then he prayed to God.
你問我我個負擔係乜嘢呢
？And then we ask, what is my burden, my passion？
你嘅負擔係乜嘢呢
？What is your burden, your passion？
你問一問一次，問下自己。
You ask yourself.
有邊一樣嘢願意你犧牲，連食都唔食嘅，做乜嘢都唔做，我就係為依樣嘢嘅。
Are there any things that you are willing to sacrifice or to fast for it？
嗰個就係你個 passion。
That is your passion。
或者嗰樣嘢能夠觸動你嘅情感嘅。
Maybe something that will excite your emotion。
你睇尼希米就喺度哭。
Nehemiah wept。
佢喺度喊。
He was weeping。
我哋好奇怪，一個外邦出身嘅猶太人，點解會為一個耶路撒冷嘅情況會咁樣？
We're very surprised at how he was born outside of Jerusalem, but why would he have such a passion for Jerusalem?
前一排香港佔中嘅時候
，When Hong Kong had the
Occupy Central or whatever
the riot.
你哋有冇留意新聞啊
？Did you pay attention to the news in Hong Kong?
因為你係香港人嘛。
Because you're from Hong Kong.
你有冇見一個土生嘅加拿大人 CBC？
Have you ever seen a CBC, a Canadian-born Chinese?
佢留心關心香港佔中事情。
He or she would care about what happened in Hong Kong.
甚至流淚。
To a point that he would weep.
哇！咁呢個一定對香港有負擔。
And this person must have passion for Hong Kong.
佢第時翻去。
And then he will go back to Hong Kong.
可能第時做行政首長都未定。
Maybe he will be an officer or governor in Hong Kong.
尼希米就係一個咁嘅情況。
Nehemiah was like that.
所以如果我哋從負擔嚟講，好清楚，去關心耶路撒冷佢祖國嘅情況。
He concerned about his nation。
講恩賜，講能力。
We talk about gift。
喺聖經第一章裏邊講到佢係做酒證。
In chapter one, he talks about he is the cup bearer。
係一個高官。
He is a noble。
王信任嘅一個位置。
A position that the king really trusted。
所以他在政治上面在各方面能够很有能力
Politically he has a lot of power and authority
他就愿意来去踏上回应神的呼召这一步
He's willing to obey and follow the will of God and the call of God
今天你知不知道神在你身上的呼召
What is the call of God in your life
你可以尝试从这几方面去看看
You can look at it from these three perspectives
你看看这个事情
You look at the Bible
如果尼希米不回去
If Nehemiah never returned,
他仍然可以保持他的高官厚職
He can still keep his high rank in his office.
但我問你
But I want to ask you,
他會不會開心
Would he be happy?
會不會開心
Would he be happy?
他不會開心
He wouldn't be happy.
你今天可能為了生活
Today, maybe because of your livelihood,
為了保障
Because of your security,
你在做一些可能不是你最有負擔的事
Maybe you're doing something that you're not passionate about.
你係咪仍然咁繼續落去咧
？Are you going to continue to do that？
還是你願意？好，我起來。
Or you would say, okay, I'll stand up.
回應神嘅呼召。
To respond to the call of God.
特別我睇而家我哋一班 baby boomer。
And as I look down, there are a lot of baby boomers.
你就快退休啦。
I think you're going to be retired. retiring soon.
甚至已經退休了。
Maybe you have already retired.
以前你為了謀生，很多事做不到。
In the past, because of your livelihood, a lot of things you couldn't do.
你今天終於 free.
Today you're finally free.
你是不是仍然走去遊船河去 resort 呢？
Are you busy going to cruises, going to resorts?
還是你願意起來，神啊，我仍然有餘下的年日為你工作。
Or are you ready to rise up and answer to God's calling and to serve God?
我相信 baby boomer 仍然是一個很大很大的 untapped resource.
I believe that baby boomers is a very huge untapped resource.
我們仍然在這個 area, 在這個範圍裡面做很多事工。
We can accomplish a lot of things.
今天需要的是我们明白神在我们身上的呼召。
Today we need to understand what is the call of God.
也都愿意踏出这个信心的一步。
And we have to be willing to take this faith, step of faith.
因为看到尼希米他愿意知道神的呼召的时候，他愿意走出来。
Here we see that Nehemiah, he knows what is the call of God and he's willing to take risks.
但是回应呼召是不容易的。
To respond to a call is not easy.
因为每一个改变都会有什么？
Every change, there comes a what? A risk.
你不轉工就沒事了，轉工就有危機的了。
If you don't change your job, there's nothing good to happen. But when you change,
你不搬就沒事了，搬就會有轉變，有危機的了。
If you don't move, everything is fine. But once you move, there's a risk.
教會不轉變人事，就沒有危機了。
And within the church, if there's no change in personnel, there's no risk.
但一轉變的時候，亦都會有這個轉變危機的裡面。
When there's a change, there's always a risk.
所以很多人呢为了怕这个风险不愿意走上去。
That's why a lot of people, because they're afraid, they do not want to take that risk.
我们看尼希米记第一章的时候。
We look at Nehemiah chapter 1.
当尼希米在神面前这样祈祷，他说：主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷，和喜爱敬畏你仆人的祈祷，使你的仆人现今亨通，在王面前蒙恩。我是作王走正的。
Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this your servant, and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man.
我们很相信当尼希米这个祈祷的时候，其实他已经做了决定。
When Nehemiah was saying this prayer, he has already made a decision.
他不单止知道神在他身上的呼召。
Not only he understands the call of God in his life.
他愿意踏上去。
He is willing to take the step.
所以在当中里面有一个很深的祈祷。
There is a very deep prayer.
然后我们留意第一章和第二章里面第一节都记载两个不同的月份。
We notice that in chapter 1 and chapter 2, there are two different months.
同一个王亚特士西王两个不同的月份。
There are two months, but the same king Artaxerxes.
相差大概四个月的时间。
There is about 4 months apart.
在这四个月里面，尼希米在做什么呢？
In these 4 months, what was Nehemiah doing?
我们很相信他是很迫切的祈祷。
He was praying fervently.
他祈祷神啊，保守他。
He prayed that God will keep him.
他祈祷神啊，这个意念是出于你，不是出于我自己。
He prayed that this will is coming from God, not from
himself. 可能他祈祷神啊，让这个旨意能够成就。
And he prayed that this will be done.
在这四月里面，他可能等着一个时机。
He might be waiting for an opportunity in this moment.
或者他计划紧中他自己如果行的时候应该怎样。
And he might be planning if he's going to take this step.
所以当王问他的时候，你想点啊？
So when the king asked him,
你咪问啊？等我谂下先噶嘛。
He didn't say, "Oh, let me think about it."
你咪即系点啊？即刻列出嚟。
And Nehemiah right away gave him the plan.
所以喺几个月里边，佢成日筹算紧系点啊
？And in these 4 months, he has been planning.
喺几个月里边，可能等紧一个时机。
In these 4 months, he was waiting for the right opportunity.
终于王同皇后走埋一齐。
Finally, the king and the queen came together.
在一个饮宴的里面，大家很高兴的时候。
In a banquet, everyone was very happy.
啊，这个王当然好听过皇后讲的了。
The king must have been very, he listened to the queen.
所以就在这个时候里面，他提出这个问题。
At this time, he raised this question.
所以尼希米他等候，他一个适当的时间，他就踏出这一步。
So Nehemiah was waiting for the right opportunity to take this step.
然后当这个王回应的时候，
When the king responded,
他说你从来没试过愁眉苦面，
you have never shown me a sad face.
你又没有患病，
You're not sick.
为什么你会这样？
Why are you like this?
你一定心里面有事，
you must have some burden in your heart.
然后圣经怎么记载？
What did the Bible say?
尼希米就点啊
？What did Nehemiah do？
好惊。
He was frightened。
因为呢个系最决定性嘅时刻。
Because this is a moment of decision。
佢将佢自己，佢将佢嘅职位，将佢嘅前途，甚至将佢嘅生命，都愿意摆上佢。
He is willing to put his life, his career, and his future. He is willing to put in front of God.
佢就去王讲出佢嘅心意。
And then he told the king what he wanted to do.
今日好多人未必唔知道神嘅呼召。
A lot of us maybe we it's not that we don't know what is the call of God.
但好多人唔愿意回应神嘅呼召。
But a lot of us are not willing to respond to the call of God.
因为我哋惊。
Because we are afraid.
我惊如果我咁做嘅时候，我嘅生活、我嗰个收入、我嗰个甚至我嘅生命会带嚟咩影响
？Because there will be a change in my life, my livelihood, my income, maybe even my future will change.
因为有本书系叫《Deep Change》。
There's a book called Deep Change。
系讲到领导力嘅 leadership。
It's talk about leadership。
呢本书唔系一个属灵嘅书籍。
This is not a spiritual book。
系一个 business， 系商业嘅书。
It is a secular business book。
它里面讲出一个很重要的问题。
It talked about a very important question.
今天这个时代变化这么大。
This is a time of change.
在商业里面很多时候我们要 deep change, 一个 change of paradigm.
In the business world, we need a deep change, a change of paradigm.
如果不是呢我们在慢慢等死 slow death.
Otherwise, we'll be going through a very slow death.
今天很多的人宁愿等死。
A lot of people they rather go through this slow death dilemma.
佢唔肯去踏出呢个信心嘅一步。
And they do not want to take this step of faith.
佢明知嘅情况唔好噶啦。
They know that the environment, everything else is not going well.
佢明知有问题嘅。
There are a lot of problems.
有啲嘢需要去改变嘅。
Things need to change.
但佢就话。
But he said.
只要我在任期间唔发生，算啦。
As long as it doesn't happen when I'm in this role.Then forget about it.
等我退休先算啦。
When I retire, I'll worry about it.
所以佢唔敢去做一个好绝对性嘅、好深嘅一个嘅转变。
That's why they're not willing to make this deep, definitively change.
所以结果好多嘅生意、好多嘅大公司，就喺嗰个情况里边倒闭。
That's why a lot of big business corporations.
我系喺以前喺渥太华牧会嘅。
I was serving in Ottawa.
Ottawa 有一间曾经有一间去好大嘅公司叫 Nortel.
There was a very big corporation.
大家岌头啦。除咗加拿大政府里边最大嘅老板就系佢。
Aside from the government, the biggest company corporation is Nortel.
今日 Nortel 喺边度啊
？Where is Nortel today?
冇咗啦。
It vanished.
呢度讲到领导力。
It talked about leadership.
领导的我们需要有这个勇气。
To be a leader, we need to have this courage.
我们不能够安逸，只要我在位期间没事就算了。
We cannot be complacent.
如果我们看到真的问题所在的时候，让我们 take 一个 step of faith, 一个信心的步伐。
If we see a problem, we have to take the leap of faith.
在这个 change management 里面，其中一件很重要的事。
There's a very important thing in change management.
很多时候领袖预先看到。
A lot of times the leaders they see it.
会众未必睇到。
The congregation may not see it.
领袖就要需要将呢一个嘅 urgency， 将呢个处境能够好清楚嘅讲俾会众听。
The leaders need to articulate this sense of urgency to the congregation.
以致当转变嘅时候，大家一齐同心去转变。
So when the change comes, everyone will be united.
我留意尼希米记第一、第二章里边，尼希米两次讲一个好重要嘅说话。
In chapter 1 and 2, Nehemiah.Said the same thing, a very important phrase.
我相信呢个系对佢嚟讲系一个好深嘅一个感触。
I'm sure this is a very deep burden for him.
佢话城门被火焚烧。
The gates have been burned.
然后佢讲话呢个系一个羞辱。
This is
disgrace.
A disgrace.
佢两次都提到呢个羞辱。
He talked about this disgrace twice.
国不成国，家不成家。
The nations do not look like a nation, and the families are not like families.
城门被火焚烧。
The gate has been burned.
如果睇今日嘅教会
，If we look at the churches today,
如果睇到今日教会不冷不热
If we look at our church state, a very lukewarm state.
只係苟且生存。
We are just being very wishy-washy.
我哋冇咗依個意象。
We don't have a vision.
冇咗依個使命。
We don't have the commission.
你有咩感覺？
How do you feel about it?
如果係冇所謂啦。
Oh, you say, oh, it doesn't matter.
還是你覺得係 disgrace?
Or do you feel that it's disgraceful?
我哋冇做一个忠心良善嘅仆人。
Are we being a faithful servant of God?
我哋是否愿意起嚟
？Are we willing to stand up?
领袖嘅起嚟。
The leaders have to stand up.
会众嘅起嚟。
Congregations also have to stand up.
我哋将教会改变。
We have to change our church.
唔系按照我哋嘅意思。
It's not according to our wills.
乃系按照神嘅意思。
It's according to God's will.
呢种嘅转变系需要提出勇气。
This kind of change needs courage.
不单止勇气，
Not only courage.
也都需要面对 challenge， 面对困难。
And we also have to face challenge.
很多人不愿意回应呼召。
A lot of people do not want to respond to a call.
除了怕了这个风险之外，
Not only they are afraid of the risk.
就是怕艰难。
Because they are afraid of difficulties.
你有没有发觉教会很多时候最多困难就是什么呢？
Do you know that a lot of times a lot of difficulties happen in church?
找长老的时候往往都是很困难。
It's when we're trying to ask people to become elders.
很多都说，这个project没所谓，我帮帮手。
A lot of people would say, oh, I'll help you with this project.
他侍奉，没所谓。
This kind of service, that's fine, I'll do it.
长老啊，不要搞我。
But elders, oh, no way.
谁想被人乱枪扫射？
Who wants to be killed?
孭镬的。
You have to take a lot of criticisms from.
要负责任嘅。
You have to take responsibilities.
嗰啲难搞嘅嘢我又要对嘅。
There's a lot of difficult situations I have to resolve.
如果唔系我做长老冇牧师有乜所谓啫嗬
？If I'm not an elder, I don't care whether there's a pastor or not.
因为我做长老惨啦，就孭咗我身上。
I'm an elder, then things are different.
我哋好怕困难。
We're afraid of challenges.
所以我哋唔願意踏上去。
That's why we do not want to take this step of faith.
喺尼希米嘅第二章裏邊講到有兩個人嘅名，佢話但和倫人森巴拉、為奴嘅亞門人多比亞兩個名啊，森巴拉、多比亞呢兩個人聽到尼希米翻去重建聖場喺度笑佢，呢啲係外邦人嚟嘅。
There are two Gentiles, Sanballat and Tobiah.They are Gentiles, and when they heard about Nehemiah returning, they were ridiculing him.
你講開玩笑，你一路起城牆。
They were ridiculing them about rebuilding the wall.
其實佢就係唔中意以色列人做依樣嘢。
It's because they do not like the Israelites to do this task.
然後後邊再講一句話：你要背叛王嗎
？And then he said, "Are you rebelling against the king?"
佢喺度威脅緊佢 ，threaten 佢。
They were threatening him.
如果我再留意。尼希米嘅嘢，原來呢兩個外邦人咧，竟然同教會聖殿裏邊啲領袖咧係通婚嘅，有關係。
And then we realized that these two Gentiles actually they were having a cross marriage with the people in Jerusalem.
所以尼希米翻去重建城牆嘅時候
，So when Nehemiah returned to rebuild the wall，
佢係面對嘅挑戰係包括咗裏邊嘅人，亦都包括咗外邊嘅人。
So his challenges are coming from internal people and also external people.
我哋睇翻尼希米记里边好几次啲人想暗杀尼希米。
And we know that in Nehemiah, a lot of people they were trying to kill him.
然后咧，上奏皇帝做佢喺后面督佢背脊。
And they were trying to ridicule him in front or behind his back.
同做长老有乜分别啊
？Just like being elders.
哇，七彩嘅。
It's very exciting.
It's positive, okay. 但弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
侍奉的路本身就是窄路
The road of serving God is a narrow path
你看回摩西
Look at Moses
摩西带以色列人出埃及
When he led the Israelites to enter into the promised land
摩西整个 case 就是 leadership 的 case 里面什么都有
His life is a case of leadership
一定有困难
There's got to be difficulties and
challenges 一定有挑战
There's got to be challenges.
因为你走紧系正路。
Because you are walking in the right path.
撒旦唔会容许你 成就呢件事情。
Satan will not let you accomplish the work of God.
一定会有好多嘅搅扰。
There's a lot of disturbance.
有好多嘅威吓。
A lot of threatening.
好多嘅引诱。
A lot of temptations.
系叫你走开呢条路。
And is to tempt you to go astray from this way.
但弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今日我哋要重建城墙。
Today we have to rebuild the wall.
我哋今日要重建呢一个嘅教会。
We have to rebuild the church.
唔系只系少数嘅人。
It's not up to a small group of people.
唔系只系领袖。
It's not just the leaders.
乃系你同我。
It's you and me.
我哋清楚神摆我哋喺基约嗰个呼召吗
？Do you understand the call of God in NCAC？
你愿意嚟去 take 呢个 risk 为咗回应嚟去冒呢个险吗
？Are you willing to take the risk in response to the calling of God？
你愿意喺呢个困难里边？仍然坚守同弟兄姊妹一起行呢条路吗
？Are you willing to stand firm in the midst of challenges to unite with brothers and sisters to rebuild？
城墙五十二日就起好了。
In 52 days, the wall was rebuilt.
百姓因为神嘅话语重新立志，唔再拜偶像。
Israelites, they stand in front of God and they have turned away from their idols.
然后经过新约旧约中间四百年嘅默示期，黑暗嘅时期。
And between the New Testament and the Old Testament, there are 400 years of no revelation.
到福音书嘅时候，耶稣基督就喺神嘅时间降生喺伯利恒。
And then in the New Testament, Jesus he was born in Bethlehem.
神嘅计划永远唔会失败。
God's plan will never fail.
一定会成就。
He will accomplish.
问题你同我系咪有份
？The question is, you and I, are we part of His plan?
你愿意回应神嘅呼召吗
？Are you willing to respond to the calling of God？
我相信今日就职礼。
In today's installation service,
我相信神拣选薛牧师 ，Pastor Reverend Samuel。
God has chosen Reverend Sid and Reverend Samuel.
在这个时候里面，你要加入这个团队。
And to come and join NCAC at this time.
不会是偶然。
It's not for no reason. It's not coincidence.
让我们无论领袖的或者弟兄姊妹。
Whether you're leaders or brothers and sisters.
我们一起起来。
Let's all rise.
同心建造。
We build, unitedly we build the Church of God.
将荣耀归回给神。
And may glory be unto our God.
我一起祈祷。
Let's pray.
天父，我哋献上感恩。
Father, we thank you.
因为你系信实嘅。
Because you are faithful.
你冇因为我哋嘅叛逆放弃我哋。
You didn't abandon us because we have gone astray.
反而喺个过程里边，你要炼净我哋。
During this time, you have really built us.
你要以我哋嚟去回应你嘅呼召。
So that we'll respond to the calling of you.
主啊，我哋为到基约一个新嘅转机、新嘅时刻，我哋献上感恩。
We want to pray for NCAC at this new turning point.
我哋更加愿意更加亲近你，投靠你。
We want to depend on you to follow you and to be close to you.
让你嘅心意显明喺我哋当中。
Please reveal your will amongst us.
亦都让你嘅百姓起来回应你嘅呼召。
So that the congregation will rise and respond to your will.
一齐同心协力。
So that we united together.
同牧者同领袖一齐嘅去建造你嘅家。
To work together with the pastors and the leaders.
求你祝福我哋。带领我哋，听我哋喺你面前同心合意嘅祈祷，奉主嘅名求。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.